for the people that were at Venom, what was wrong with your mouth?
Well, I broke a tooth, which in turn cut my tongue, which got infected, which made my tongue become swollen, and then I cut a promo. That was a championship on championship, apparently. But, yeah, anyway.
So when did you actually do? When did you actually...
It was Thursday. I was in the car for work, and then, So, by the time I got to Saturday, it was pretty swollen, to be honest.
Because when I first talked to you, I didn't notice it. It was only when, like, after you came out to me, you was like, I don't know if I can do this promo. What's wrong with you?
what bad timing. You should have seen me trying to play football with it, mate.
Oh, Lord. And
that was more amazing.
Kicking here, kicking here. Here's where the action is, but you better be ready to take some. Hello, Noggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Debbie Bennett here.
This is Robbie Eagles.
This is Brian Alvarez.
Hey, guys. This is Chaz McKinsey.
This is Tyson Gibbs.
This is JXC, the social media superstar.
This is the maniac, the leader of the Bullet Click.
This is Jurassic Punk, Sid Parker.
This is Charlie Evans.
This is the King of the Mouth, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Grim.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce.
G'day, this is Big Brody Marshall. You're
really out your ear. Anyway, what are we doing, mate? What are we doing for all the fans out there? All the fans, millions and millions of...
paying their hard-earned the downloads. Fans. Yeah, that's right. I have so many fans.
The hard-earned megabytes.
That's right.
Okay, just cut it there. Save everyone some money.
All right. Well, it's kind of your idea, and I sort of agreed with it. We should get on and just talk about how the scene up here in Queensland has been going since... When was the last time we had a chat? How long ago was it, you reckon?
Was actually a while ago. Gee, yeah. I can't even remember whether I was living in my new house or whether I was living in the old house.
I was living in the old house.
It would have been around September, October, I think.
Yeah.
So it's been 8 months.
Yeah. So that's a long enough time to step back and have a little look at how the state
has changed. A lot's definitely changed.
I'd like to think so. Where would you like to start? Like, which promotions do you... would you like to start with? Should we go through?
CCW. Let's start there.
Why do you think that was true? Such a joke.
Throw the curveball. Actually, to be honest, do you know what is the go with them at the moment? What's the go?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
What are they doing? Because I've heard the ship's sinking. This is just what I've heard along the grapevine.
Ooh.
And
breaking news.
Possibly they could want out, but as for what's actually been decided, I don't know. But
you've got to look at, even though this is like something we love doing, it's also a business. And if you're only drawing 14, 15 people to a show, you're not making any money. In fact, you're losing. It doesn't matter who.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if the workers are working for free or not. You've got to be losing money on that, and if you're doing that month after month, you've got to take a look at, and maybe this just isn't for you.
Yeah. Well, especially now, I guess the topic is that companies are drawing now. You know, like back 12 months ago, geez, 50 was an alright crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now it's expected to, even though it's not astronomical numbers, you're expected to draw over 100.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not drawing, you're not drawing 100, you're having a bad night.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, it's not meant to be astronomical numbers because the industry is very hard up here. Like, I think people would have seen that with how there's a hardcore too. Like, we wouldn't have drawn nowhere near the other states, I don't think. Surely not.
I heard it was something like 800-ish. I could be wrong.
Reckon? I think that's pretty generous on top of the.
I wasn't actually at the show. Yeah, I wasn't actually at the show.
No,
so I don't
both
know.
Of us didn't show both up. Both of us didn't go. Should we really be talking, right?
Hey, I had ears on the situation, so even though I wasn't actually at the show.
But no, hey, good for the boys actually getting on there.
Good for Tim Cade, Alex Shepard, Lynx, Renegade. Who else was there?
13. Jesse.
Jesse Daniels. Headstrong.
Yeah, Headstrong. Your boy. Jeez, my boys. You always do that. You are the worst manager on the planet.
Because I'm not their actual manager, mate. Didn't you understand? Their faces. I'm
always forgetting about the boys.
Because
he's black, isn't it? Because he's black.
No, it's because Xander's American.
Poor girl. Oh, yeah, fair enough. Stupid Yank.
Yeah.
All right, we should probably stop cussing and using racial slurs. Anyway. Yes. Anyway, back to our original topic. What I wanted to bring up is probably a bit of quality control. I'll go on record and say this. I don't personally have a problem with AB. I think his enthusiasm for the business is great. It's just when he's had a few chances to jump on board and do big things, you know, and just keep his nose clean with, you know, helping run a company. Like, honestly, I can see where people do have an issue with him. Like I said, personally, I don't. But we're at that stage now where he doing what he's doing, you know, and there's plenty of other companies that are doing it at this moment. They're just oversaturating the market, and it's just it's shit, shit business, shit wrestling. And
yeah, but surely, like, just, this is from an outside perspective, because I've never really worked for AV, and I never would, but. And I've never actually had to work in an environment where he was around before until sort of now. Mm. He's failed, like, a few times, right? So wouldn't you work it out that even though you love it, it's maybe not for you, maybe you should just watch the product?
Well, that's his inability to look. I think people make it generally difficult to work with the guy. After the first time, so I don't think people are as open as they could possibly be with him. But yeah, at the same time, you got to be like, okay, well, maybe the problem could be me.
When there's nobody really in the state that will work with you, and you have to bring everyone up from like Sydney and Melbourne, then surely that says something. It's especially when the talent now up here is. At a good rate. A lot of people were saying that match at House of Hardcore is one of the best matches on that card.
Yeah, the talent is, how do you put this? Because I don't want to offend guys that aren't in the state anymore. Like, there's definitely good wrestlers that have gone elsewhere, but I think the size of the talent pool is probably the best it's ever been. Does that make sense? I think everyone would agree with that, surely. The size, not...
The amount of guys that
can have a decent match, that can do, you know, just a decent 3-4-star match, you know, every show. I think that's probably at the biggest it's ever been.
Tim Cade's probably got a lot to take credit for this. A lot of the guys, their bodies... They've come a long way in the last year to what they were. I mean, look at Alex, for God's sakes. I look at some photos of when I first started managing him to now, and just a complete difference in his body.
Yeah, he doesn't look lanky anymore.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. So,
yeah.
And good on him. I mean, that's what you've got to do, really. If you want to get somewhere, you've got to actually look like a wrestler to... Lay the blueprint, if you will.
They're taking it serious, and that's a good thing, because those guys want to make it, you know what I mean? They really appreciate their wrestling, and they're doing something about it, and it's helping everyone else out.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So, did you even see this, because going back, we were talking about CC Dub, this Valley show that happened, which I think was poor form, them having the match there, having that show where they had it. I think it was very poor form, but that was their choice, and yeah, like that. But I don't know if it drew people or if it, like, I don't know what the deal was with that, really. Have you heard anything about anything that was there, like, crowd-wise? Or?
There's footage of it. Have you not seen the footage?
No, because they never show CCW never show the crowd in the footage because it's...
Actually, just wait, because I'm on my computer, so I can actually link you footage that you can have a look at now.
Fucking technology.
I know. We've actually got technology this time. Let's just keep chatting while I look for this. But I just... But anyway, actually, while I'm looking up this, what is your opinion on the oversaturation of companies right now that's about to probably boom in the second half of the year right now?
You're talking about the whole BCW expansion thing.
Oh, there's really, yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah, there's Prowl's coming back.
Yes, Prowl's also Prowl. Yeah, but the thing with BCW and like they're splitting into then there's no actual BCW shows anymore, but there's two different shows under an umbrella of BCW, or I don't know. Like Tash put up
that. Thought there was three different companies under one.
I don't know. This is the thing. I don't know. Like Kira, Kira put up that promo that went for 5 minutes, and at the end of it, I still didn't understand what the deal was with it. And maybe I could talk to Coyote because he's apparently one of the general managers for one of them.
Why don't you speak to Alex? He's your boy, and he's over there.
I know. That's true.
I'm not his manager. I'm not actually his manager.
Not
that's
there. Not there in that fan. For those who don't know, BCW sort of moved their base of operations to the Ipswich area, which is good because that area, since Pacific Pro isn't actually running shows at the moment, doesn't have a localized Fed, which is good. It's good for them to do that because it's a new area and it's great to try and engage the crowd. But they sort of, I don't know how many shows they had before they sort of decided to branch out to other, I would have suggested staying there for at least a year to see, to build your crowd before expanding. I mean, you should know, everyone should know, you build before you expand. Otherwise, you've got nothing to fall back on if this thing doesn't work.
I think sometimes people just do shows for the hell of it. Like, they don't really put a lot of thought into the show. It's kind of like, oh yeah, I like wrestling, and let's make a company and let's do this. Whereas the companies that are established right now have taken time. Like Venom was not small in terms of crowd wise, but it's really starting to get its name out there now. AWA has taken a little while to get the crowd numbers constantly into the theater.
And that's a really hard place to draw.
Oh, it's a pain in the fucking ass. you know, it is what it is. But all those companies, what else have we got? Even UPW, you know, had a few shots and missed, and then now it's come good.
Yeah, because they've got that one base now. Was it Pub Mooloolaba, is it?
Yeah. And IPW, obviously, been around. Oh, God, that's been around a while.
Yeah, see, to me, and this is... I'm not in any way casting aspersions on Venom or AWA, as I work both of them.
Did you say casting aspersions?
Aspersions. It's a word. Oh. It's not my championship in my championship, sure, but it's a word.
Sorry.
on those two, but they've set up... IPW have set up their Fed right, where they have a training school which feeds their shows, and they don't charge massive amounts for admission either. I think it's like, was it $15 ringside, and then after that's like $10 or $5.
Yeah,
it's something ridiculous like that. Because I remember,
I don't know. I've been to a show in a while.
Well, the dog
just walked off.
The last show I went to was, the first and last show I went to was, Coyote's last match. Yep. And I remember going to the ATM and making sure I had enough money to get in. I gave the girl like a 20 and she gave me 15 back. I was like, holy shit.
Hang on one second. Just wait until you see this, mate.
Oh no.
Holy crap. All right. So check this out. This is quality. Actually,
see this.
Not going to take anything away from the two wrestlers in the video, although the people can't see it anyway, but...
Oh, Lord.
I
don't know if I can see it. I can't. How do I get to it?
Click on the link, mate. What are you doing?
It doesn't show up here on my Skype. That's the thing. I'm just looking, like, all I see on Skype is your ugly fucking face.
That's a good picture, by the way.
You're looking quite angry, really.
Send
it to me through Facebook.
Okay. You can see the actual crowd through here. Tempany's just staring. What are you looking at, Tempany? You're literally just sitting there staring at me. What? You want to say something? You want to say hello to all the fans?
She's like listening to half a show.
She's got no pants on, so... Oh, she shuts the door and runs away.
She does know there's no camera, right?
there's no camera. It's okay. You're fine. You sure you don't want to say hello? We might get more hits if you say hello.
Yeah,
but,
definitely. Okay. Definitely would.
But yeah, there's a good picture of the crowd there.
Brawl in the mall, eh?
Are you watching this?
Yeah, it's coming up. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, actually, two good workers, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm not going to take any away from the workers. But I guess the quality?
Yeah, like that ring doesn't really help matters either.
No.
Because you can't, that hasn't really got a lot of room to work in that ring.
No. So. But anyway, sorry, we were talking about what while we were watching this.
We were talking about how IPW have set their, that's the way you should set up a feed. And I think that's BCW is doing, or trying to do that anyway, with having a training school and that sort of a deal. But the thing is that they have, like, that show that I went to for Coyote's last show, that drew, that would have to be at least 300, 350 people. At that show.
Yeah, that's a good crowd.
That's a great crowd.
They're making money. Yeah. Like, they've got a good, in terms of production and storylines and all that stuff, they've definitely probably got one of the best products.
Yes, exactly.
And there's, not to knock them too, there's some guys that can work. There's some,
definitely.
Plenty of guys.
Like Luxford for one is a guy that I think in the near future is really huge
fan of that.
Yeah, a massive upside, and he just has that look that he has that look of a star, if that makes sense. He looks like somebody.
If he gets out of them tights,
the Bret Hart tights.
The Bret Hart tights.
Well, they are. They're like half of the Bret Hart. They're without the bib.
Needs to get a bit more unique on them and. What does he need? He needs one thing, and he's just going to break through that
haircut.
That echelon.
Kidding.
No, you've got to keep the long hair. You should know this. Just because you can't grow any hair.
I can't grow any hair. I have no hair. Hair left me a while ago.
But
I don't know. He probably just needs a bit of seasoning. I don't know how long he's actually been working, but he probably just needs a little bit of seasoning. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I guess. I guess he probably needs probably 3 kilos on him as well. Okay. Yeah. Now we're just critiquing him, aren't we?
But well, not necessarily.
In saying that.
Not necessarily. No, no, we just
very big compliment that you get 5 minutes alone on this show where we aren't ripping you apart. Yeah. But no, Luxford, great worker, great guy.
I gave him shine, Jesus. You're the one that always tells me I'm too bloody harsh.
Yeah, well that's true.
It's not true. I'm just honest, and I'm honest. I'd rather be honest with someone than blow smoke up their ass.
I'm only being honest. I'm not being harsh.
I know. All right. Well, we'll move to the one that you and I have had a fair amount to do with over the last 6 months now, isn't it? Really for us.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, since Kennedy, the first show.
Yeah. So at Venom and Venom Pro Wrestling. So, how do you think it's traveling? Without blowing smoke up our own asses, of course.
Look, qualities. Actually, no. Let's just be honest. I think that company. Look, I don't think it would have struggled without us. I definitely don't think that. I think it would have got numbers. I think what
yourself really has brought to it. All I really do is sort of just make sure it's not shit. But I think it's become leaps and bounds in a national sort of stage. Like, I think now people are sort of interested as to what's going on, and a lot goes to Zane Decker as well for helping us out.
Definitely. Yeah, Zane, the stuff he's done, like statewide, really, with all the feds has been amazing with those highlight reels. Because if people don't see stuff, they just hear stuff that doesn't really help. But to actually get to see some quality footage and not like some guy's bloody mobile phone that they've taken the footage from, cut together professionally with a good soundtrack, with a good graphics, you know what I mean? It makes a world of difference. Yeah. And like, hats off to the guy.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely deserves that that kudos. Oh, the dog's having a fight behind me, sorry. But yeah, I think it's really been put into motion that it's one of the places to come and wrestle, you know what I mean? And there is things that need touching on. I think the professionalism is definitely something we need to work on.
Yes.
Going forward. But in saying that, it's kind of just how Queensland is. It's how it's been brought through, and it's going to be hard until this generation of wrestlers moves on to really break.
Yeah. But it's something that we shouldn't be accepting. Do you know what I mean?
True, but
shouldn't just...
we don't.
Yeah.
I guess one of the biggest issues is someone like me, when you play football and then you come to the show and I don't get there till late, you know, and I haven't really been able to say, hey, guys, let's talk about this and do this. There's always factors as to why we really need that person who gets there and sort of is the authoritarian figure.
Yeah.
And
I really didn't want to do that to start with because I was new to the area, so I wanted to sort of come in and be like, I really...
You couldn't get to a show on time if your life depended on it. Let's not lie.
Hey. last show, that was all on Renegade.
Yeah.
That was all on that dude. Not me. It's fine. My place is on the way.
He went to... wait, Renegade didn't even show up, did he?
Wait, no, not last show, the show before.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. He was like, oh, can you pick me up?
He's heaps late. I don't remember now.
Yeah. He's like, oh, can you pick me up? And I'm like, where are you? And he told me, like, Indrapilli. I'm like, that's not on the way from my house to fucking Yatla, mate. Yeah, it is. Anyway. Anyway.
You got done.
I did.
You got done in typical Toby fashion.
I got renegaded.
Yeah. He keeps trying to bloody... Oh, actually, no, I won't say that.
No, don't.
Because I'm getting in trouble.
Don't. But like I said, like everybody... I said this in the pre-show talk. Everybody needs to start stepping their game up in every way, shape, or form that they can. Because good stuff is happening, and if you don't step your game up, you're going to get left behind.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely the case at a few of the companies now. You know, probably UPW is the biggest one because they have talent that don't work anywhere else. And they get a lot of interstate guys. There's not a lot of spots on a show like that. So, you know, if you don't have something that they want, then you're not going to be able to work there. Because I know a lot of guys were asking and got turned down.
Yeah.
Well,
you know that I'd be a lot more ruthless if I was actually allowed to be.
But, yeah, like, I think Venom's come to a point where it's very noticeable in terms of the quality. It just needs to just that one step further in professionalism, and I think we can it'll become pretty renowned.
Yeah.
Same is basically with the other companies. I think we're right there. I think we just lack that one step of professionalism.
Yeah.
Even in AWA, I think we just, like, whenever you get to a show at any of these promotions, it's very just much a free-for-all.
Yeah. But, in defending some, because I'm sort of on that other side of it, there is a lot of stuff that happens usually 24 hours before a show, and you can always go
pull it out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's like, it's hard to plan for stuff. You can't do that. Like that last show at Venom, half the show had to be rewritten day of.
Yeah, I'll say this right now, guys in Queensland, especially, you should not be pulling out of shows. Once you agree to a show, if you pull out, you're a dog. That's all there is to it. Like, I show up, rain, hail, or shine, like, after football, come down, organize Tempany as well, because we obviously have to come together, and we always show up to what we're booked on.
Yeah.
Every single time. So people should not be pulling out.
No, not unless there's an actual really good reason for it, but yeah.
No, and yeah. Awesome. Just amazing how people do that. So, right? So, hopefully we straighten that out.
Yeah. But I'm just, like I said, especially, like, nowadays up here, and I know it just seemed like there's so many, there's so many promotions around. Doesn't matter what I do, I can get booked somewhere. I think those days are hopefully coming to an end.
I think guys have been taking some bookings that they don't need to take. I'm not going to mention names. I'm not going to mention companies. But fuck me. If I see you work on a shit show, I'm going to be so mad. And people know I get shitty with them. I get very shitty. Just don't do it. Like, have some sense. Like, you don't need to. You've got four promotions that are half decent in this state right now. Draw crowds constantly, that have all so many things going for them. And so many interstaters want to come and help those promotions and stuff like that.
And if you can't get booked on them, maybe you look at what you're doing.
Yeah, usually, I think guys are sort of having a lot of problems with their character at the moment. I think we lack a bit of diversity, I think. Like, you know what I mean? You go down to other places and they have different characters, whereas up here everyone's generally in the same sort of basket.
Yeah, because...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because a lot of them don't want to try anything new.
Yeah, like
You'll pitch them an idea. No, you'll pitch them an idea and it'll be more like... Everyone sees themselves as a main event guy.
Yeah,
sometimes it's a harsh reality. Sometimes that's not your role, and like it might be your role in one day, but right now you could probably get further by doing something else. I mean, look at Adonis in AWA. Yeah. That gimmick.
He kills it as that gimmick.
Absolutely kills it as that gimmick, and because he doesn't take himself seriously, and he knows. You know what I mean? And that's. Like Turkish Delight, there's a prime example for it.
Yeah. Oh, you need those guys. Without guys like that, you don't have a show. And that's kind of, unfortunately, a little bit of what we're stuck with. Like, if it wasn't for people like Dolphin, people like that are really our only gimmicky go-tos at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something that I will say in, like, Jesse's credit. That's something that he has stuck with. With AWA is those mask gimmicks, and there probably should be more of them, or not if not mask gimmicks, at least gimmicks that are gimmicky.
Yeah. So. Yep.
But you look at that, and half the time, aside from like your Tims and your Hughes over as hell, the one of the most over guys on that card is Combat Wombat.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. And it's just simple stuff.
Yeah, his work rate might be great, but his character is that good that it doesn't matter because the crowd get behind him.
Yeah. Yep. Because it's really only AWA that has it.
Yeah, really. Exactly.
And kudos to them having that.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. Don't blame someone like Jesse asking those guys to not use that gimmick in other feds because that's what makes them different. That's what makes them stand out.
You couldn't have humanity show up anywhere else.
No, you couldn't. Nah.
And you never will. And
good on them and the guy that plays Hugh. for actually sticking by that and not saying, well, it works.
Who is Hugh? I don't even know who Hugh is. After all this time, I've literally been sharing a locker room with him, and I have no idea who it is.
Hugh is a mystery. It's me.
Tim.
It's Tim, yeah.
Been Tim this whole time.
Tim in a bodysuit.
How did he put on all that weight before the match?
How did he face himself?
It's incredible. Oh, that's blown my mind. He is a... If you aren't booking Tim... Sorry, Tim Cade, that is. If you are not booking Tim Cade, he's literally having matches with himself. So I suggest you look at your life choices if you're not booking him.
Yes. Actually, to that point, and I think we had a discussion about this backstage at Venom, other states need to be looking at Tim to book him because he is a great worker.
He is. He is. So. Complete dickhead, but...
Oh, yeah.
Nah, he's a good kid underneath. He is.
Yeah, he is. And I think he deserves He deserves a... I don't know if he's had a first chance.
His work rate should...
Yeah, he definitely deserves a second chance.
It's not just him, but I think if you were to come to this state and say, who deserves it more than anyone else, you got to take him.
Oh, sure. For sure.
Covered most of the Fed stuff. I think we said what we needed to say. We should actually probably break down a few guys and talk about...
That's what I was saying. I was thinking about doing. We'll start off with apparently who are my boys, Headstrong. How much have they come along since January when they got together as a team?
Yeah, they've definitely come a long way. I think the best thing about them, though, regardless of anything, is how much they've embraced the brand. They've actually wanted to become that tag team, and that's what I've said this to a lot of people. I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to be part of a proper tag team, but it's really hard to find another guy that invests in one thing with you so hard, and I think those guys have really well.
They took the ball that was given to them, and they've really run with it, and that's a credit to them, really, because when we first sort of put that team together, I was kind of worried when the whole Australian Alpha joke was going around that might sink them. Do you know what I mean? People thinking that's what they are. They're just a ripoff of that. But they've worked so hard to make themselves
different
and just a good team. Like that match that you guys had with them, the Bullet Click, both months where they won the title and when you guys defended, both months, those matches were brilliant. And could have been the main event of that show quite easily. And to say that for a tag team match is really saying something in nowadays.
I had a lot of fun working those guys. I actually, when I was involved in the tag team match, I actually let those guys and Spaceboy actually work the match out. And then I just fulfilled the role that they needed me to do. And what they came up with, you know, given that I'm not a botch artist, was actually quite good. Kudos to them for being able to carry that sort of pressure.
That's one thing I'll say about Xander Sullivan, is that he really is always trying to come up with ideas and different ways of finishes and watches. He actually studies a lot of Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express, which is brilliant in my that's right where I love my tag team.
Xander's good in a sense is, look, I don't know whether he's at that breakout point yet. I'm very interested to see whether he is, but that's a story for another day. Xander's very unique compared to everyone else. He's got a very I don't want to call it a strong style because it's really not. He's not that sort of wrestler. He's just got a very different.
It's very amateur wrestling based, which is in Australia is very not done a lot. Because
he executes it so cleanly.
Yes.
The moves are sloppily done, but well sloppily done. Does that make sense? It looks like he's legitimately hurting someone.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, Spacey said, even if I didn't want to go down, I was going down on that move just the way he did it.
Yeah. No, he's definitely
he's a guy to keep your eye on. If you're not watching the brand, then at least watch him, because he's got a big future ahead of him, that kid. Mm. I'm not trying to take... Sounds like we're trying to fucking bury gold here. Yeah. We should probably talk about gold.
No, I think Grotham, we should probably talk about gold team,
and his super kick of doom.
As a team, I think they should be getting out there. They should be getting booked around. And they have. They've worked Wrestling Go over in Sydney. And I hope that sort of that leads to more bookings in Sydney and in Melbourne. Yeah. Because they're a really good team. Really good young team.
Give them time and they'll get a go, because they're keen. You know, they're different to guys like, especially myself. They're very, very keen to travel. Yeah. And they'll get out there.
But even definitely. It's also too, they're doing the other things, like they're doing the promos, and then not only just
they're promoting their brand.
Yeah, they are, but not only just they're doing different types of promos, like that promo they did for Wrestling Go. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Where
it was like it was an 8-bit show. So they were talking about how they were going to go to training, and they went to an arcade, and they were tagging out during the arcade game and stuff like that. That stuff is just brilliant. And even though I sort of half wrote the Bullet Click one, that was still good as well, because they know that they can still take the piss out of themselves, but be legitimate threats. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Yeah. But yeah, big future on them. Especially in gold. Gold, the amount of that gold has changed his body too, as well. He's another one, like Tim and like Alex, that have changed their body over the last 12 months.
They're putting in work. I'll give them that. I just wish everyone should have started as soon as the first guy was bulking up. You know, and now it's become a movement. I mean, it's good, but it should have started a lot earlier. Bodies were one thing that needed to be worked out a year, 2 years ago, and we wouldn't be as knee-deep in shit as we we were.
I think a lot of it had to do with that they didn't have to, because no one else was doing it, so they didn't have to try and do it to stand out. And I don't know how many of the guys up here, because I wasn't up here 2 years ago, had the ambition to get out there and try and get around the country. And when you look around the country, there's not a lot of, like, in the upper feds, of course, there's not a lot of bad bodies going around. Everyone seems to have a rig that's fairly in shape.
A lot of them get to train together. There's only very minute groups here that get to train together, which kind of sucks. Yeah. Like, I'd love to live close to everyone. That'd be amazing. But it's just not to be, unfortunately.
Hmm. They need to also be wrestling training as well. Do you know what I mean? Your body can look like $1 million, but if the... As soon
they
as
are the all music, training, though, together.
Yeah, they are. And that's what I'm saying. But as soon as... If you're not training wrestling as well as training weights, as soon as that music stops and you stop posing and you have to work, that's when the crowd finds out you're a piece of shit.
I was going to make the best joke just then, but we won't.
It's my job It's my job to look like a piece of shit. Is that where you're going?
No. I'll tell you later. Because you'll get real pissed off about it. And I just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, don't.
All right, moving on to, let's do your other man. Let's do Alex.
Yes, what about young Alex?
Right. Okay, well, what's your report card on him at June 2017?
He's pretty much done everything I've asked him to do when I first started working with him, it was just like, dude, you need to start tanning on every show. You need to put some size on, because he has that thing in the ring, and he has a certain look, like facially, that really does set him apart from people where he does look like he could be a main eventer guy. Do you know what I mean? The way he carries himself and that. But the only thing was lacking was, like, he looked like a stick figure. Do you know what I mean?
Probably the thing that's wrong with him right now is you put a
freaking gay robot him. Fuck you, Todd.
He loves that robe. You. Shut up. That robe is great.
I know. Fuck you. Fuck his robe.
Is that because you wanted a robe and you couldn't have one?
No, if I wanted a freaking robe, I'd wear a robe, right? Tell him to at least bloody... Does he tie the thing up, even?
No, he doesn't. Why would you tie the thing up when he's worked so hard on his abs?
Didn't your other boys bloody tie him up?
No.
They
work hard in the gym, mate. They want to show off that ludicrous. That midsection. Good on him.
Alright, I'll give it to you. Alex, no, I think Alex is working his balls off at the moment. The only issue I have with him is really the strong style thing, I think, is I know he loves it. I know that. But whether it 100% works for him, I think he needs to diversify a bit. I think he's tried to go too much into that really strong style.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd like to see him spread his talent, because the thing is, he can do it. Like, I've worked with him several times.
Yes.
We've had our hiccups here and there, but he really does struggle with some of those sequences.
Yeah, you had a really good match.
Sequences are probably his weak point.
Yeah, you've had a really good match and you had an average match that I've been involved in.
Yeah, it's just the sequencing. I don't think that... I don't think he has any issues. I just think he needs to get into the habit of probably putting a few more of those things in. Mm. And sometimes you can sort of bump a bit odd. But at the same time, like I said, you can't really take it away from him because of his presence and his work ethic towards wrestling.
Oh, yeah. And the guy will travel. If he hears there's a seminar on somewhere, he'll book a flight and get there for it.
There's so many positives.
Yeah, that to me just, I'm so proud of when I see stuff like that, when he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to the Osprey seminar. Or when he went down for the Marty Scurll seminar and stuff like that. That just tells me that's a dude that wants to improve. And that's really all I asked for him, is that I wanted him to want to learn. And if he wants to learn, I'll try and help him as much as I could. So
yeah, he's a guy that is put a lot into his brand too. Like, same with those other two, they really get it. Really get it. This film. All right, let's shoot someone. Let's shoot a random name out there. Slammer. What's your opinion on Slammer at the moment? How's he going?
He's getting there. I know I'd say that, being the fact that he's been around for fucking years, but it's also the fact that I don't think people give him a lot of confidence. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I've sort of tried. I've tried hard at Venom to try and give him a little bit of confidence, to try and see if he will respond to that. And from what I could understand, he didn't do too badly last weekend against Flash. Yeah. I heard it was a fairly good match.
I've wrestled him a few times, and I generally don't have a lot of problems with him, but that's probably because I'm fucking basic bitch. But he's there. He's a guy that, you know what? I think if he went and worked on his body, I think it'd shoot him up in performance.
Oh, definitely, definitely. He needs to... I know it sounds like a dick, but he needs to ditch the smokes and start just like, if he really wants to be a wrestler, really wants to get in this to actually work on his body.
Yeah, I think he's come leaps and bounds. So kudos to him.
Yeah.
Kudos to him. Yeah, keep up the work, mate. Keep training. Keep doing your thing, and eventually it's gonna come. Like, it's not like it's not coming.
No,
it's
exactly. But then again, like, refined. Not everyone picks it up straight away either. Sometimes it takes a few years for that to click. And, like, he bumps really well. That's one thing I said to him. Like, you bump really well. It's just his striking he needs to work on.
Okay, who else? Let's do the girls. Girls are an interesting point. And I'll put them in a group, because the reason I'll put them in a group is because let's make this our calling right now. I
think that we need to start looking after our women's division a bit better. I know a few girls within the country have had a few issues dealing with people up here.
Yep.
I'll put this out there right now because I was speaking to Tempany before. I said to her, I think the girls need to be looked after a bit better. I think they need to be better managed and better dealt with. So, all right, if you're coming up to Queensland to work, people to speak to, outside of promoters, speak to Todd, speak to myself, and we'll get you sorted out. We'll get you looked after so you're not left in the lurch, that sort of thing. So there we go. It's on the record now.
Yes.
Taking ownership of it.
Yes.
But we really need to start building our women's division up here.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard. And that's was one of the first when I started helping you at Venom. That was one of the big things I wanted to do is, like, help bring Rhea up because, like, at the time, Tiffany wasn't really working that much at all.
So, yeah.
And, like, Rhea was about the only girl, aside from, I think, Kira, that was working. Rhea just really wants to learn, and that's what I love about her. She just wants to get better. And she wants to...
Yep.
She wants to...
She's still bloody nervous, but I tell you what, she shits herself over stuff she doesn't need to shit herself about.
But one thing I do like, one thing that both equally shits me... But I love about her is that she's never happy with her performance.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting take on how you did. And I don't know whether it is a good thing or a bad thing, but I think it is a good.
Yeah, it means that she knows that she's got a few things wrong, and even though it might look good, she knows that she can do better. And I love that. I love the fact that she... Like, I would hate for someone to come away with every match going, well, that was fucking perfect. I don't need to touch a thing. I did everything right then. No one here is fucking Okada or Kenny Omega. No one's doing fucking 6 1/4 star matches. There's always something we can work on to improve.
Definitely. Definitely. I think her and Sophia did a pretty good match on the weekend.
Yeah. And the one thing...
They,
one thing I love about them is that they don't wrestle like girls.
Yeah,
they wrestle like wrestlers, and that's what it is. You're not women. You're wrestlers. This is the way that I've always been taught from where I came from Adelaide, from the RC Dub Academy, is that like the girls will train with the guys because as soon as you get through those ropes, you're not girls, you're not guys, you're all wrestlers.
Yeah,
and that's the way it should.
Definitely.
And that's the way, and look at the way it served Demi.
Oh, are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah. It's
open slather now. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
Not that you ever told me anything.
No, well, because not allowed to.
I just guessed.
Not allowed to. But no, because she's there. She's reported for duty. So, if that's a thing.
Anyway, let's just... let's say we're going to nurture the women's division and really get it up and going. So hopefully the girls continue to work hard. I know Tempany's definitely got a new attitude towards wrestling. Perfect example of what it's like to come and wrestle in Queensland. She hated the place when she first moved up here just because of the way it's run.
Yeah.
Like the women's division has just been let go to shit. Not that there ever was one, really. Never had one.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So, like, it's hard because there's not a lot of places to train.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get from what I hear from Jesse, because there's a training camp coming up July the 9th, I think it is, or 8th, or yeah, July the 9th, I think there's a training camp.
Yeah.
For AWA. I think he said he had 4 girls that were applying to try out. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's great. I mean, I'm sure that not all of them are going to actually make it, but shit.
Still, that's good to have some numbers.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And hopefully they'll bump and they'll enjoy it and they'll want to keep going.
All right, so there we go. Noted on official statement that we want to nurture the women's division. So if you're keen to come work and help out, let us know. We'll make it happen.
Yes, and not in a dirty way because we're both taken.
Yeah, that's what's the hardest thing with bloody women's wrestling is you always feel like such a seedy motherfucker.
Yes. Well, you know exactly because
someone's got to do it.
Because I've messaged you going, look, can you talk to this? Because I feel like a dirty old perv by messaging a girl going, would you like to come to Queensland to rental?
Whenever you message someone randomly, they're just like, who the fuck is this motherfucker?
Exactly, and because why? I don't think I'm all that well known. So, like, it could just be like, they're like, some fucking rando is messaging me.
At least I have the rest of the front, so people kind of have an idea of who it is. They'll be like, oh, that's that guy.
Yeah. Well, that's like when we booked Charlie up at Venom.
Yeah.
I actually messaged Shooter because Shooter knows Charlie. It was like, can you sort of put me in contact with her just to like, so she knows I'm not some fucking dude.
Just a soften seed blow.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not some dude after Snapchats or some shit. I'm just, I'm actually trying to book her as a real wrestler.
I'm actually trying to pay for some flights and pay her to do a job for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. So there we go. There it is. Make sure this part stays in the show. Because this is important. This is what we need to go forward to nurture that women's division, because they're an important part of the show.
They are. We got. They shouldn't be toilet break show matches either, because that last girls' match.
You even said that.
Well, because that was the long standing thing about women's wrestling back in the day was that's a toilet break match, and if you went to the bathroom,
you didn't go to the toilet when Trish Stratus was on. Don't even lie to me.
Well, maybe for different reasons, but no. If anyone was to say that match between Sophia and Rhea was a match you could have missed on the last Venom show, they're crazy. Because that was one of the best matches on the card.
Yeah, they fucking hammered the shit out of each other, didn't they?
Yes. And their psychology was there as well. And that's the thing.
Yeah, they're really good. I'll give it to the girls. They take a bit of a nudge in the right direction, but they can work. Once you explain it to them and tell them what is needed to portray the story, they're so smart.
Well, that's like with their finish. They knew there was something that was sort of about their finish, and so they ran it past. I don't know if they couldn't get you because you were working on a match with Spacey or whatever it was, but like they came to ask me and said, well, what's missing in this match? Is this a Healy thing or something to do? And all it was just like a slight tweaking, and what they had was still great.
Yeah.
I was like, you're right there, you just, that little bit, and it's great. You're fine.
Yeah.
It's what you've said, that I don't know if the promoters have had confidence to let the girls do themselves, if you know what I mean. And they've just gone, we'll put them on there because they're two good-looking chicks, and that'll probably draw an extra 10 people.
Yeah, when I seen the poster that they actually did for Venom, they actually had great poster presence. Like, I think anyone looking outside would have been intrigued by that poster.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that last photo session that Rhea had was brilliant.
Yeah.
She did such a good job with that. And that's big ups. I think it was Barb as well. Big ups to Barb for that too.
It's brought them a bit of life. So hopefully people start noticing.
Yes. So.
Okay, let's move on to the girls, because we've literally had 15 minutes on the girls.
Yes.
So equality here, a bit of equality. Not everyone can have 15 minutes. They'll be screaming feminism after this. Let's throw some names out there. We won't talk about, we've spoken enough about Tim Cade. We won't bring him back up. Everyone knows, great worker. There's nothing. There's nothing else to say.
No.
Except for get some new gear, you little fuck.
Yeah, that bit does, yeah. Yeah, that's one thing he does have to get. Stop shopping at Lorna Jane.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's go to someone like, let's pick a Hamish.
Hamish?
Sorry, a Jackson Cross.
Just like kayfabe United here today.
the red-headed guy.
The red-headed...
The ranger.
I feel so sorry because he looks like Sami Zayn.
He does, doesn't he? Poor fella.
It's like, and not so much poor fella, because Sami Zayn's a good looking bloke, but it's hard to get ahead when you look like an actual, like, famous wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
But
definitely.
Great upside.
So what do you think of his work?
I really like his work. Great upside. Great, he's one of those guys that does something that a lot of guys don't do, and that is stay in gimmick, stay in character during the match. A lot of guys have their gimmick going to the ring, But as soon as they get in the ring, they're just like, this is what I have to do. This is the move. I've got this move and that move, and that's what's coming up. And they forget completely who they are, like, as a gimmick. Yep. Whereas Hamish keeps that. I think, like, all Hamish needs is just a slight elevation in people that he works with, and I think he'll come along beautifully.
He's probably a guy that needs to. I think he stresses out too much, and he probably doesn't need to. So I think he just needs to slow down and breathe and realize that he's a good worker.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like he constantly wants to get better. Like if there's a flaw in his game, he wants to know what it is so he can work on it. And that's all you really. That's and I know I've said that this like 100 times today on this show, but that's all you really want. You want guys to want to be better. Do you know what I mean? They want to know what's wrong so they can fix it.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah. Anytime I come back from a promo I've done or something, I'll ask, what can I do better? What have I done? What did I do wrong? Like, do you know what I mean? I didn't steal too much away from Alex on that, did I? Or did I not do enough? Or did I do too much? Do you know what I mean? I'm always looking for that feedback, and it's hard because I don't get that much too much. So I just have to feel my way through.
Does need his touch up on the gear.
Yes, but that's true with a lot of guys. A lot of guys need to.
Yeah, a lot of guys are lacking their gear up here.
Yeah.
First
lady wrestling gear. Yeah. Get around it. She does some good work.
Who's next? Who needs it? Who needs the push?
I don't know. What do you think of the suit up boys?
Yeah, I think their gimmick's great. There's not really much to knock on them. I only have good words for them. They've done well with what they've been given. I think the gimmick is actually taking off. You know, Cobra, I'll admit this. I'll be the bigger man because I can admit when I'm wrong. But Cobra came to me and he said, suit up, have something. I think you would have remembered these conversations we would have been having. And I was like, no. But over the months, watching them develop and get deeper and deeper and deeper into that gimmick, I actually love them now.
Yeah,
I actually do. I couldn't see a Venom show without them.
Yeah, I think the addition of Belars into the groups really helped them.
Yeah. I tell you what I would like to see from them, though. I kind of want to see the suit stay on the whole time. The suits come off and the gear comes out. I'd like to see suits stay on.
Yeah, like a right to censor sort of thing. Even if they have cut off sleeves. Exactly. I agree completely on that. And I think I said that to him. Even if you get like one of those, like a MVP bodysuit, but it actually looks like a suit. So when you take the suit off, there's still a suit on.
That'd be cool. That would be cool. That would be very cool. Now I'm thinking about it. Now I want to do something. Actually, have I told you what I'm going to do? Let's just push myself over here.
Yeah. Put yourself over, mate.
No. I'm doing Jakey Too Shaky before I retire. It's my Scotty Too Hottie ripoff, it's going to be Shotime, but then I realise I've gone too far, so I have to come back around into position. Now, I haven't quite worked out what that move's going to be, but it's going to be awesome. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, wow.
Jakey Too Shaky will be the thing. Just you wait. I'll make the E with that.
It sounds like a Parkinson's gimmick, just quietly.
Actually, I'll tell you who we should talk about.
Who's that, mate?
Spaceman.
Yes. What about Spaceman? Because you work with him closely as well. You're one of the Bullet Click.
Yeah, I've worked both sides of the thing with him. So I've worked with him and against him. And I think he's stiff as fuck. Do not get me wrong. Fuck me. If you want to get beaten up, step in the ring with that guy. But I think a lot of people underestimate him. And I said this to him on the weekend, people underestimate you. I don't know if you get enough eyes on you. I think you're I don't think he's someone that's going to carry someone's shit. But you give him someone that can work, and he'll give you a good match.
Yeah. Yeah, like, look, I've I'll admit that I wasn't the most massive fan of him when I first started working with him, like, as in, like, booking, like, working with him booking-wise. But watching his matches and seeing him come along, like, I'm really starting to become a fan of him because he does get it. You know what I mean? Like, when you say, this is what we need, he does get it, and he'll give that to you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's kind of funny. He's really hard to gauge because he's sort of like hostile, but once he gets to the show, he delivers pretty much every time, like you just said, exactly what you've asked, and he does it well.
Mm.
He does it well.
The thing is, like, sometimes outside of wrestling, he speaks before he thinks.
Oh, yeah. But, yep. That's classic space,
and,
man.
Yeah,
yep.
And that probably doesn't serve him well, but wrestling-wise, like, in the ring and just putting matches together, I have nothing bad to say about him. And I can actually see him wearing a promotions title. I can see him being that big heel.
You know what I want to see him do? I want to see him lose those fucking shitty bikers and put on some trunks. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah, because it's not like he doesn't skip leg day.
Take the bikers off, put the trunks on. Oh, he's a big fucking unit. But I think he just needs to chuck on some trunks, and you could picture it. All right, let's not skip these guys. Let's give them their 5 minutes because they're very hard workers. Rip and Flash.
Rip and Flash.
Yep, we'll put them in a unit. Doing some great stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't really have any positives or any negatives to go with them at the moment. I just want to mention their names so they feel like we're not leaving them out.
Look, I love.
So yeah. Thumbs up to you guys.
Yeah. I love put it this way.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Put it this way, boys. The fact that I'm mentioning you means you've done nothing wrong. So that's good. That's
yeah.
It.
There's only really one sort of negative thing I'll say, and that is sometimes Flash, when he's working as a manager for Rip, will take the focus off Rip.
Yeah, who's the big guy in this relationship?
Yeah, yeah. That's the only, if I was to pick a negative, that's the only really negative I can think of. Is that sometimes it's almost like Rip's playing the second fiddle in this thing. And then in the role that they're in, especially in Grindhouse, they're not like it's not like a tag team. He's the manager. So, yeah. That's the only.
Rip's a nice guy. He's someone that should get invited to other companies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
if you're a nice guy, decent worker.
Yeah, and I know he is looking to work in other territories and other states. Yeah. So, like, get out
surely
there.
Your boys down there in RCW will take him. Surely.
Yeah, well, he thinks. I think he's thinking or is contacting the guys to look about it. So,
come on, Matt and Cree. Come on. I'll tell you what, I should say this about a few guys actually. Who can I think? Matt, Crackers, Benefactor, who else have we had come up? I'm sure we had someone else come up from interstate, but I had some great chats with those guys, and those guys put a lot of things in perspective.
Bateman and Hawkins last weekend.
Bateman, yep, definitely. Those guys are such good guys to talk to, and just want to say obviously thanks for coming up and just for being good blokes. Like, you know, you don't really know what people are like, and then you meet them and you get a different perspective of who they are, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, well, I'll say the same thing for like Mr. Anderson or Ken.
Oh, yeah. Like, wonderful guy.
I was almost like a bit wary when he was coming up to work because, you know, you hear stories and shit like that. But just the nicest dude, the most down to earth guy, easy to work with, just and like taught the guys so much in the seminars and, You know what I mean? It's just, like, I can't speak more highly of the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's, he was, he puts a whole different element on your show. And you feel like on the second show that the guys were bonded over Ken, like he brings that glue that you need. Yeah. Does that make sense?
They want to do better because, like, they know he's on the show.
Yeah, and just to have him there to just... And the thing is, he chats about everything so openly. Like, he doesn't go, oh, no, I'm not going to talk about my time in the E, or, you know, I'm not going to talk about personal life. He just talks about it, you know. And I chatted with the guy for ages. And if you ever want to book a guy that's international, he's someone you should get.
Definitely, definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
Because, like... And I've said this to you, and I've said this to Cobra. I think if we're going to bring guys up, an international up, they should fit certain criteria. Like be able to cut an awesome promo. And I know that's saying something, but there are some internationals that just can't, even though they're still getting booked.
Yeah.
They can't really cut a good promo. Yeah. Seminar, because that's basically, we want our guys to learn.
Oh, the seminar that... The first one, when we were organizing the show, was just unbelievable. Yeah. The stuff that he taught.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And be an actual good worker. Not be a guy that's like 30 years past his prime, and that the only reason we've got him up there is because of name. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he ticked all the boxes.
He did, definitely. He did. And he's made it so much harder for the next guy. If there is a next guy.
It's funny because we discuss internationals a lot in the Venom page, and it's like, nah, I don't get him.
Yeah, you don't like me because you don't like me because I shoot people down.
Yeah, it's good though. It's good. There are certain people I do tend to disagree with you. Like there are certain people that I think if you brought them would draw the first time.
Yeah.
I think Venom's at the stage, though, now where you could have any international, really, and make your money back.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I want to make money back, but I want the guys to learn something. Fair enough. Like, I know the end of the day, it's about making money, but we also want... Well, I also want to make the place as a whole better.
Yeah.
And the way I see to do that is to... Bring up guys that can work, and that will teach, and will put on seminars, and will make the place, leave the place better than what it is, not leave the place with just a check.
Let's give props to Cobra there too for putting in the money and the effort.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I know we rag on him a lot.
Yeah, but we...
Always giving him shit. To be fair, he gives us a lot of shit back.
He does.
But yeah, he's done well with that part of the business, and it's benefited everyone. So thanks to him.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, we need the guys that will actually put the money into doing it. Because
Exactly.
I'd love to be able to run a Fed, but I don't have the money, and B, I don't know.
Sell the house.
Oh yeah, why not?
You don't need that.
No, I don't need a marriage.
Sell the house. Get rid of the marriage. That costs you a lot.
It costs me a lot.
Trust me, I know.
Now, you know, you don't even know yet, mate. You don't even know.
The problem is, my one thrusts knives in my direction. That's the only scary part.
Yeah. See, mine's more just mental. It's all mental.
They're all mental.
No, I mean...
Sorry, we're trying to promote women's wrestling, and we're calling all girls mental.
No, I mean the torture is more mental than it is physical.
Okay. All right, have we missed anyone that really deserves a little put over here?
I think
Blair Seeker's been doing his job. Little worker. I mean, obviously needs work, but I think he deserves just a mention for his efforts.
The one thing I will say is his gear is on point.
Yeah.
Always looks really good. Always looks really good. Always looks like a wrestler.
Yep. Yeah. I'm just... I'd be so mad if I was him.
Why's that?
He's got Tim syndrome. He was born just cut off at the knees.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I remember saying that at a Pacific Pro show about Tim. Like, if he had an extra foot,
all they need to be is as tall as me. Like, I'm a short guy. All they need to be is just a little bit taller to be up to my height, and they wouldn't have looked so little.
Yeah, I've got a guy. And it's a guy that I don't really work with that much, so I've just sort of seen him from the outside. 13. What are your thoughts on?
What are my thoughts?
Yes.
I love it. Like, I mean, sorry. 13.
Shocking.
I think he's done a fantastic job with the UPW.
Yes.
He's putting a shit ton of effort into his school. I think there's nothing but positives. The only thing is I would like to see him build some bridges elsewhere.
Yes.
Like, I'd love to see him put a little bit more effort into other promotions and stuff, you know, because he's got guys that are willing to help him out. Like, I would never leave him or Heath in the lurch and stuff like that. And I'd love to see them just, especially Heath, just swallow a little bit of pride. Like, I know there's a bit of beef there and stuff like that, and I don't know the full story, but I'd love to just see them give a little bit more back to the other promotions. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard enough trying to get Jesse and Cobra to go, like, get along.
Tell me about it. Jesus.
We just don't need it to be difficult from all four companies. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying with the Venom and IBW thing as well. So just, can we get along, guys?
To IPW's credit, that is getting a lot better. So, like,
yeah. Oh, they haven't done anything wrong. I just, Cobra handing out
flops. No, I know. Yeah, I know exactly what. It wasn't the smartest thing in the world. No.
So good, but no, anyway,
it's not good.
We dealt with that and we moved on.
Yes, so but as for 13, I would like to see him work more. Like, work more shows. Yeah. He's got so much talent that it shouldn't just be seen once every 6 to 8 weeks.
Even if it's just one of the other promotions, and it gives guys, like, with them, even though I know them personally, they give off the snobby attitude. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of. Like I've always found Elliot really, see, you got me doing it. I always found 13 really easy to talk to myself.
No, he is easy to talk to, but when you look at their company from an outside's perspective, the fact that they've sort of shut the wall there to a lot of the guys, and not, like, them not coming down and working has sort of gave them an element of, you know, we're sort of better than the rest. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. No, I don't see that, but I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, like, I'm close with them, and I don't personally have any problems, but I think from other people's perspective, that's what it is, kind of a bit of a in-your-face sort of thing, and we're keeping to ourselves. And I just, while I agree that everyone needs to have their own uniqueness, I would like to see someone like Elliot get out and branch off a bit and help some of the other younger guys through companies as well. And,
yeah,
you know, same, he can pick up his own business. He has nothing to gain, everything to gain and nothing to lose.
Same with Ricky Rembrandt.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him work.
Oh, we had him recently. Yeah,
we had him. We would have had him this month, but he had something, a prior engagement. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
but yeah, great worker, and just needs to be seen more. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Anyone else we're missing? Come on, Todd. Think. I'm sure we're missing a lot of guys that probably deserve it.
Oh, they all deserve it.
In trouble thinking.
Should
we have a chat about? Oh. You know what we should clean up here? Let's talk about Junior. Let's talk about Junior. What? Okay. Junior doing a fantastic job at the moment.
Yes.
With the Venom title.
Yes. Yes, I agree completely.
Given the main event on the weekend was a bit lackluster, we'll go on record and say that. That's not to take away from the three guys that worked it, who were Lynx, Tim Cade, and Jackson Spade, because they're all unique, fantastic workers within themselves.
Exactly. Just,
I don't know, something didn't go right there, but whatever, it is. We all have those matches.
We call that a learning opportunity.
Okay. Yeah. Can someone explain to me what has happened that Junior's become so caught up just with Venom? Like, what's going on? I'd like to see Junior get back to his days of such a
happy-go-lucky guy. Is that it? Or yeah. Lucky-go-happy?
No, happy-go-lucky. You were right in the first one. Jeez. I think that Junior is his own worst enemy in a lot of respects.
A little bit, yep.
Once he says something, that's he sort of he'll. It doesn't matter.
Stick spot.
Yeah, even if he knows that he's wrong in what he did, he'll stick by the fact because that was what he said. He's like, oh, I said it now, so it's done. Whereas like all you have to do is like go and say, look, I'm sorry, I fucked up, blah blah blah. Very like prideful. Is that a way to say it?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yep.
And I think it's a shame because he's such a good worker, and he could improve so much more if he worked more.
Yeah, yeah. He I heard about what happened at House of Hardcore, and the worst part for me, I hate being this guy, but I'm always the guy that can see it from both sides. You know, I think it's gone down shitly, but at the same time. You know, Junior probably needs to just stand up and cop it on the chin sometimes, I guess. Because
in the end, that all worked out anyway, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But in saying that, it never should have been a factor in the first place. Like, I'd love to see Junior go back to AWA. I'd definitely like to see something like that happen. But that's really probably where Junior needs to stand up and do it. And if he doesn't want to, you know, fair enough, but... It's sad to not have him at that show. It's like it's kind of feels like shows are missing something when he's not there.
I agree. Like, he wouldn't be holding the Venom belt if we didn't think he was a good worker. Didn't think he could do what he does, we wouldn't have him in that position. So obviously we are fans of him, but he just needs he needs to get out of his own way.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, it is what it is. We've said our piece, and we'll just see if he picks up. You probably won't even listen to it. He probably thinks we're both cunts. Yeah. Take that belt off, you motherfucker.
Can't really blame him on that one.
I would agree.
I've done nothing to disprove that theory.
Actually, let's put in this guy, actually, while we're talking.
Yep.
Jackson Spade. I can't say anything but a good word about the fella. He has gone above and beyond for Venom. And AWA, actually, too, because he's been working there. He just puts himself out there, and he just does it. He just does it.
And he can't take
that away.
He's sort of working, like, the second tier of shows over in New South Wales, and from what I can understand, doing really well at it. And, just, like, yeah. I don't have a problem with anything about him, really.
Yeah, I think people probably need to start looking at him, especially if you are in New South Wales, and giving the guy an opportunity.
Yeah.
Because he's just a good guy. Like, that's what you want.
I think he's slowly starting to break through into a new pro show, because that's where he's... In Sydney, and I know there's some Sydney, like, is it PWA?
Wait, what are we talking about? PWA?
Is that Sydney?
PWA doesn't exist anymore. PWA is Nui Pro, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they are. See, because I don't... In the last poster I looked at, Nui Pro looks like they've renamed themselves New South Wales Wrestling.
Now that's just confusing to me.
I know.
It's hard when you're not from a state and you're trying to work out what's going on. Yeah,
but for mine, Nui Pro is the best promotion in that state.
Oh, yeah, you'd be... I mean, there's a bit of contention from IWA.
Oh, well, yeah, sorry. I apologise, yes. No, IWA do draw well.
You throw Hunter Valley into that too, because they have some decent names working their shows.
Yes, they do. But I'm talking purely from.
Purely from New South Wales talent.
Well, no. Purely from sort of an attendance perspective, because I can't remember the last. Yeah, I can't remember the last time that Nui Pro haven't sold out a show.
Yeah. No. That. Well, look at the people running it.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I mean? They're drawing like 450 a show, and that's amazing, yeah. Really.
Yeah.
And big ups to all the boys working that, and like Bonza and Eagles and Concrete and Hoffman and all of those lads. I mean, even like bringing in that their new guys, like that their team One Direction.
Yep. Oh, that I'll admit this. I love it.
I'm such a fan of it. I love it. As soon as I saw him, I messaged Jesse and said, "This is what you need in AWA. These guys."
Yep. Yeah. Could you imagine how much over they would be in that?
Because they fit that style. They fit the grindhouse style.
Yep. So. Definitely agreed. Let's get them up.
Yeah. All right. I'll get
all
on
four
that.
Of them. 5-star accommodation.
Yeah. Business class flights.
Jesse can pay for it.
Oh, Jesus.
Your mongrel, Jesse. You hear that? Your mongrel. I'm always having to go at him on these shows. Okay, since we're discussing New South Wales, what's going on in Melbourne? What's going on down there?
Seen
they've got a new Fed. I've seen MCW has had some sort of a roster change. Not using as many guys on the show. Nah, I don't know.
They've had guys leaving, so... I mean, they've had Sexton, who's moved to America now, and Shooter, who's moved to London, and that sort of put a hole in there. Not a massive hole, well, a big hole with Sexton, because he was their champion and pretty much the biggest body guy that they had over there, and just great worker. Like, he's so fit, it's fucking annoying. But...
you wouldn't know what that is, would you?
No. Believe me, when we walked into training sessions in Riot City and we saw that Sexton was the one taking the session, I was like, I'm throwing up today. Oh, well. But, yeah. But they've got... Yeah, MC Dub, without a doubt, is the... They have the whole package at the moment when it comes to...
I tell you who's got my attention, actually, from that state at the moment. And most people think would say Mr. Juicy here, but everyone knows Juicy can work.
Yeah.
That's not, you know. JXT, that guy, Jesus, he must be the epitome of hard work. And he just tries. He tries with everything he does. You can see it, you know, I'll admit, I watch a bit of JXT here and there. There we go. I said it.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy, and he knows how to market himself. That's the thing about him. We I was in a match with him and Cree 2 years ago, I think it was down in Adelaide, and he knows how to market himself. So he knows how to work the JXT brand, and he's constantly thinking of different ways to do it, which is brilliant.
Yeah, we have to get him up some promotion up here, definitely. Love to see it.
It would be hard because he is booked every weekend. He's JX3 belts at the moment,
We'll find for a weekend somewhere, definitely.
Right.
Because I haven't seen him in a little while. We did have him up once. Was that a fucking awful show, but and actually he was still a young fella then. I'm pretty sure he had short, yeah, he was. He wasn't the JXT we know today.
Was he Josh Extreme?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. Don't mention that. He probably doesn't like that anymore.
No.
I don't know. I don't know the guy that personally, but he probably doesn't
like that. We all have names we regret, don't we?
Shut the fuck up, Lucas Lightning.
Easy there, barbed wire.
That wasn't me. That was some other dude.
Yeah, okay.
That guy actually had barbed wire on his arm. I don't have that.
So. I don't? Oh, okay.
So, there you go. I don't know who that was.
I'm going to have to talk to
people. Okay, let's flick one state left. What's going on in South Australia? Spill the beans, Toddy. Spill the beans.
What would you like to know, mate? It's all...
I don't know, actually.
It's all coming
I know they stole Maniac at the moment, which is really hurting us because we don't have any big crazy men running around, which is he's legitimately scary in the locker room, so there's, I guess that's a plus. But it kind of sucks that they've stolen him and he's doing his thing down there. What's going on in RCW, Todd? Come on, spill the beans.
We're starting to get...
Actually, we saw Cremator over there too.
Yes.
Let's not forget that. We saw Cremator return, so that's interesting. Can't wait to see him doing some stuff.
Cremator worked...
You're a fan of Cremator, aren't you?
I am. I do. I love that guy. Nicest guy. There's not a nicer guy you'll meet in the business. So, and a big Batman fan. So anyone's a big Batman fan, I'm a mate with. At the moment, I think RCW is going through a bit of a transitional period where the young guys we've had in the academy are now starting to really come into their own, if you know what I mean.
Like that, is it the Pereira?
Yep. They're really young in the business too.
They've made a bit of noise.
Yeah, those boys will be good. Just a little bit of size. They're at that moment. They're at that stage where I think they're about 18, 19, I think. So they're young guys.
Fuck, I wish I was that young.
Yeah, I know. But there's But they just have, that thing, like we say, you can't teach. Whereas they've got that natural charisma when they're in the ring.
So like a renegade. That's what you're going with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They got that thing you can't teach. So those guys, they're starting to come into their own and they're starting to come good, which is great. There's a guy who I really love, and it's mainly because I've known him for years and years, and that's Davey Green. Used to be Green Smash from Smash.
Yep.
Just a great worker. Like, annoyingly talented, gets it. Do you know what I mean? I'd love to see him up here. I would love to see him up in Queensland working a show.
Well, make it happen, Todd. You're the only one holding him down.
No, because I don't
make it happen.
I don't hold the purse strings, mate. I don't hold the wallet. I only hold the idea.
I heard Jesse calls you every night.
Well, you heard wrong, and I would thank you to not.
and Cobra messages you every day.
I'm serving two masters.
It's only a matter of time before Heath and Josh start messaging you.
Oh fuck! So, don't say that.
You can really hear my list coming through now too.
Yeah, good. But, good. You fucking deserve it.
Anyway, so when did Kreber come back to wrestling? Because he's only back recently, isn't he?
He hasn't been too long ago. I think I think it might have been NAW he came back. I'm not sure. Exactly, which, yeah. But he's one of, well, not you guys, because you're not there anymore. But he's a Bullet Click member now, isn't he?
Well, I'm talking about Chris Basso.
Oh,
he
you said...
a Bullet Click member. I'd be very surprised.
You were saying, see, because I thought you meant Cremator.
No.
All I heard was, I thought you said Creamy. No. And that's like Cremator.
No.
Yeah, no. Cree's been back since, geez, when was it? Might have been January now. But he had a terrible knee injury. I think it was like both ACL and MCL went in his knee. So luckily it happened at a time where we'd sort of storylined it that he was taking a break anyway.
Oh, okay. So that worked out.
Yeah. But still it was, like for a guy like Chris, it was devastating because that dude lives and breathes to work out and to get fit and to, do you know what I mean? And for him to not be able to do that must have killed him until he was able to get back in and training. But, yeah.
You know something really funny right now? I can hear Tempany angrily stirring a glass in the kitchen. That's like the I'm going to kill you stir.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah. Just waiting for a stabbing. I'm keeping my eye on the door.
But, yeah, he was one of the ones on the House of Hardcore show for... In the Adelaide version of it.
Was he? I've seen Matt on the show. I did.
Yes, it was Matt against, or Grimm against Carlito. And it was Bull James, Cree, and Nick Armstrong. against Davey Green, Jonah Rock, and Kurt Barron, who's another rookie from
last year.
Massive dude, like taller than Matty.
Jesus, so, that's pretty tall.
Yeah.
Pretty tall.
So, and from what I can see, he's starting to put a bit of size on as well now. So, and that's the one thing that about RCW is that they really do preach like putting some size on
body.
Get yourself, yeah.
Well, they've got a whole gym too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have a whole set, their whole academy. It's like
nifty.
There are certain, like MCW is the only one I know of that don't have an academy as such and still a premier
produce
brand.
Quality.
Yeah. Even though I don't know how much they take from Vicious Pursuit, maybe they take a fair amount from them. But you look at all the good ones, the really good ones around the country. You've got Nui Pro, who have the House of Free Fighting, their gym. Mm. You've got EPW, who've got their academy. You've got RCW, who've got their academy. You know what I mean? That's all. Like, it's got to be something to that. But you've also got guys who are the veterans who want to stick around. And, ooh. Whoop. Hello.
Angry sausage. Bentley, you shut up.
But you've also got the guys who are the veterans who want to stick around and train those guys. And like, you would be, for me up here, you would be that guy. Because you don't want to go, to Japan, you don't want to go to America, you're quite happy here.
Look, I won't lie. Let's actually end on this because we probably should wrap it up considering we've been talking for 2 hours. But that's definitely something that I think is on the cards.
Okay.
Bentley, will you shut up? I'm trying to put myself over here, mate. You bloody ignorant soul.
Showtime Academy of Professional Wrestling.
Oh my god, the look he's giving me right now. You should see me. He's like, you're shit, mate. You are shit. No, that's definitely something that's on the cards. I've spoken to it, obviously, with Tempany. As you see, I was inquiring about the ring.
Yes, yes.
We won't say where from.
No.
So next year, there's a heavy possibility that I won't play football, which will give me a hell of a lot of free time. So that is whether I have to buy my own ring and possibly get somewhere made up to do it. I'm probably thinking of putting some weights and stuff in there as well and giving guys a bit of a workout.
Yeah.
It's on the cards. It's something that I've thought about, and me getting to that stage where I'm probably going to be start. I think as of next year, like, I think the issue with me is I'm pretty banged up from so much football and wrestling and basketball and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to slow down pretty quickly. So once that happens, and I mean, obviously need to fulfill my time, it's just the only thing that I find really hard is you need to be making money off it, but it's really hard to ask guys for money sometimes. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, but then like even like everyone joins a gym, they pay gym fees. So I don't see what the difference is with joining a gym and paying gym fees as joining a wrestling gym
who's
and playing.
Taking it.
Yeah.
Fighting, he's a bit of credit. Like, I think you should pay for their services, but at the same time, it's hard when you know everyone and you're like, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But then still, they've got to understand that you need to keep the lights on and you need to...
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're trying to do it to earn a dollar. You're trying to do it to keep the place going benefit. So they have somewhere to train and they have somewhere to practice their skills.
Yeah, and the only issue is I'm a little bit north of Brisbane. So, I mean, I'm not too far up. If guys actually made effort, I'm really not that far.
Yeah.
But,
Am I south? I'm south.
You're, like, yeah, southwest.
Yeah. See, I'm terrible with directions up here.
Yeah, because you're used to the beach being on the bad side of the country. That was one of the most confusing things for me ever whenever I'm in Melbourne or Adelaide, is that the beach is to the south. It's so disorientating. So disorientating. It's hard to... You feel like you're driving south, but you're driving west.
Is that why I'm thrown off?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because up here, the beach runs north to south, whereas for you, it would run east to west.
Yeah, you would be right too, yes.
So, and it's amazing how much that actually undoes your bearings. You lose all sense of direction when that happens.
Yeah, well, I've been living off bloody, Google Maps for the last, how long we've been up here, nearly 2 years, so.
Put Google Maps over. Are you going to take him under your wing too?
Yeah, for real. Get him a robe.
Make a tag team with the App Store.
Yeah, get him a robe. He'll be right.
Yeah, give him a robe. He'll get over.
Yeah. Todd Eastman's, you're a dick. Todd Eastman's secret to success.
You're lucky I haven't had to cut any promos on you because I really couldn't call you Todd Eastman.
No,
you're very foreign to me.
Yeah.
I'd call you Hot Todd Toddy Piper.
I'd wear the shirt too, just for you.
Good stuff. All right, let's wrap it up and let's call it a day.
Yes. You've been steering this ship quite well, actually, mate.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, I have too, yeah. See, that's what I do. When you tell me not to book, I start booking.
Yeah, for real. No shit.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
I think you should step aside. Okay. Oi, we should do this and we should do that. This is the first time I've heard from you in 3 months. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I love it though.
It's good. It's good. I'm enjoying it. I just want to see that girls division become not shit.
Yeah, and not have to do pre-show talks.
Sounds like I'm calling the girls shit, but I'm saying just the division's not looked after. So I'll take care of that with you. And
but my theory is you just don't like doing the pre-show talk.
No, I don't actually mind, but it's when I get there from football and I have no idea what's going on and who's pulled out and who's done what, and then you give me a card that I haven't even read. And then I see I'm before intermission and I'm like, fuck you, Todd.
Give you a card that you've never even seen and you have to read it in front of Ken Anderson.
Yeah, and then I look at the back half of the card and I see Lucas, Xander and Alex and I'm like,
What?
Yeah.
What?
I can see what's going on with this booking.
What?
Nothing, mate. Nothing. I'm not saying anything. I'm just... good stuff.
I'll have you know that Venom's the one I have more control over than anything else, and Alex is not booked on the top of those shows.
He's definitely in the back half.
No.
Every time.
No, but well, I tried to put him in the front half, and I got fucking changed.
I thought he was going in the front. I don't know.
Who knows? He was, and then Cobra wanted to switch stuff around, and we had to switch stuff around because of so many pullouts.
Fair call. So, I'll let you off this time, all right? All right,
yeah. All right, well thank you for joining me, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll dismiss you, thank you. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, piss off, Todd, get off me, sure. it's been good. I think guys learn a lot from the last podcast we did.
Yeah, hopefully. You know,
everyone came to me and talked to me about it, so I'm assuming they did.
Yeah. Well, I'll do this bit for Josh Armour. If you haven't already, guys, subscribe to the Wrestle Radio Australia. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcast from. If you do, give us a 5-star and a good review. It helps us get out there so more people get to hear us dribble shit for an hour and a half. So... before we do go, are you on social media so much or promoting your gimmick or anything, or are you not really bothering with that?
You can catch me at all over 30s.
his username is Alex's Bear.
Obviously my Instagram is, I think it's, wait, what is it now? Showtime
baby underscore woo. Baby
woo. Other than that, I don't really use my Facebook that much, which I really need to do. So
yeah,
maybe keep an eye on that. But probably Instagram is probably, actually, I'm not even that active on there. Probably if you want to catch up with me, come to Queensland and wrestle.
Yeah.
And I'll be in the locker room at some point.
Yeah. Come and see an AWA, a Venom, or a UPW show.
Come and watch a show. Yeah. How about that? buy a ticket and watch a show.
Yeah. Support independent wrestling.
Yeah, there we go. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, mate. I will see you, I guess, at AWA.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'll probably chat to you in about an hour on that stupid chat. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
See ya.
You have a good night.
Yes, you too.
Bye bye.
See you, mate.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. One place I'm not banned is Butts and Seats Podcast, brother. My main man, Frank Harris, and Josh the Thunder from Down Under Armour review WCW Podcast, man, and they're from the 90s.
Black Blood's music, it's fucking hilarious. He looks like the combination of Kane and the members of Doom, and his music sounds like a breaker from Beverly Hills 90210.
There's also interviews and special episodes, man, and you can get it for free, brother, on iTunes and Stitcher. What you gonna do when Butts and Seats run wild on you, man?